Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, Yevamayis Chaf Ches. We are actually 16 lines from the top of the Amud. So yesterday we learned that although typically when you have two sisters who happen to be Yevamayis hailing from two different households, Reuben and Shimon were married to Rachel, and Shimon was married to Leah. Two brothers to two sisters, Reuben and Shimon passed on, leaving behind Rachel and Leah as Yevamayis coming from two different families. They happen to be Achayis, sisters, in which case the surviving brothers, Levi and Yehuda, can't do much because each one is an Achayis Zukukasa, the sister of the Yevamah meant for him, bound to him, which the Rabbanan we compare to Achayis Ishtai, your wife's sister. Zikuk makes that a connection, that bond, and we don't want to create that impression that one may marry a relative of his wife. So each one of these sisters are off limits to any one of these brothers. However, we did learn that suppose a Yevama, when she became available, when she presented herself Liyibum, the She'as Nefila, at that point, if she was Mutter, even if later on some interfering entity arrives, something that gets in the way of the Yibum, but then that factor is taken away, that's removed, she will go back to her original heter. She will revert to heter. We have a kasha on this halacha, Tanan. Take a look at the Mishnah. So we have two sisters, Yevamais. Chalitza is the only option. But, says the Mishnah, Haysa achas mehen asura. If one of these sisters, Rachel, say Rachel, was asur on one of the brothers, asura ala echad isur erva, she was Levi's mother-in-law. She's an erva. In which case, she is not presenting herself to Levi. Levi only has one yevam available. There's no competition. There's no achayis zekuka. Leah is perfectly available for Levi. Osirba, he can't interact with Rachel, his erva, his mother-in-law. Umat b'achayisa, he can be miyabim the other yevam, Leah, because she's the sole yevam relative to Levi. V'asheni osir b'shneim, but the other brother, Yehuda, he is being presented by both yevamis because none of them are arayis to Levi's, to Yehuda, so he has two potential yevamis, Rachel and Leah, who happen to be sisters, achayis zukukasa, and therefore osir b'shneim. That's the Mishnah. Saka daitach. Let's figure that we're speaking in all cases, even in the case as follows. The nafla chamois etchila. Mother-in-law fell first. So Rachel, who is chamoise to Levi, she arrived on the scene first. She's number one. Then, only then did Leah, her sister, arrive upon the death of her husband. Why does the Mishnah say that Yehuda can't do anything? He's asur b'shteyan. Why? If this concept holds true, that a Yevamah, which was mutter at a certain point, b'shas nefila was mutter, even if she became asur for whatever reason later on, if that factor is somehow removed, she goes back to heter. If that indeed is correct, we can arrange for the Yevamah to have Yevamah. V'amai, what's the problem? Like u'chasson, let the son-in-law, in this case is Levi, the son-in-law of Rachel. So she's an heir to him. He can't be miyabim her. But let him go to Leah. Number two, right? Rachel is number one. Leah showed up later. Let him go to number two. Liyabim hach te'eno chamoise bereisha. Let him go be miyabim Leah. Now, we're left with Rachel. Rachel can also have Yibim. You know how? Let Rachel, the mother-in-law of Levi, be treated legabe idach relative to the other brother Yehuda as a regular Yevama. She's mutter. Why? Because Rachel was number one. At that point, during her nefila, she had no competition. Leah hadn't yet arrived on the scene. So Rachel was perfectly fine. She was an active Yavama, Yibuman, able to Yehuda. Then what happened was Leah arrived as a sister. She created a problem because now Rachel became Asur as a Chais Zekukas of Leah, correct? But then when Levi addressed Leah, he took Leah and he was Miyabim her. He took her off the scene. Now let Rachel revert back to her original status. She should be considered Kivama Shehotra, Kivama, which was Mutter at the initial phase of her Nefila. But Nasra, and then, although she got Asr because of Leah's arrival, but once Leah is taken off the scene through Levi, V'chazer Huto, Rachel goes back to the Heter, Tachsela Tera Harishin. She should go back and revert to her original Heter. She's back on track. So, in effect, both women will be accounted for. Levi was Miyabim Leah, number two. And Yehuda was Miyabim Rachel, number one. Amar Rav Papa. You know why this doesn't work? Because guess what? It happened the other way around. Kigoyin de Nafla. Hach de Eina Chamoise Bereisha. What was your question? You wanted every Yavama to be accommodated. So Levi should approach Leah, who is not his erva. And once he does that, so he takes Leah away. He removes her from the scene. This allows Rachel, who was the first Yavama, to go back to the Heter, which enables Yehuda to be Miyabim her. It so happens that Leah was number one and Rachel was number two. So now when Rachel arrived, at the point of her Nefila, she already had competition from Leah, who preceded her. So Rachel is considered Achos Zekuka to Yehuda, right? Yehuda has two Yavamas at this point. So even when Levi goes ahead and takes away Leah, he's Miyabim Leah, the first Yavama, so he removes her from the scene, Rachel cannot go back to Heter because she was Aser from the initial point of Nefila. Remember, she was number two. She already had competition. So Yehuda can't be Miyabim her. And that explains the Mishnah. Now let's say we have two Yavamis, two sisters. Standard case, Shtei Yavamis Achayos. Mishnah says the only option really is Chalitza, because either one is Achayos Kukasa. But let's say they both jump into it and they are Miyabim. Both brothers, Levi and Yehuda, are Miyabim. It wasn't correct, but they did it. We force them to separate. Rav Lezer Omer, it's machlokes b'shamay and b'sil. B'shamay say, yikaimu, they can hold on to them. Achos Zekuka is not so severe that requires separation. And b'sil require separation. Tanya, we have a braisa. Rav Lezer Omer b'shamay Omer b'kaimu, u'b'sil Omer b'tziu. This is Rav Lezer's version. Then actually b'sil amo machmer. Rav Shimon Omer yikaimu. The Gemara soon will explain. Reb Shimon seems to present a new shita. It's okay, they can hold on to their wives. Abba Shol Omer, he switches the names around. Kal Hoya Lehem LeBeisil B'Davarze. Beisil are the ones that are lenient. Shebeshami Omer Yitziu. Beshami requires separation. UBeisil Omer Bekaim. According to Beisil, they can hold on to their wives. Asks the Gemara, Reb Shimon Kaman, who's Reb Shimon following? Whose shita is he presenting? Ike Beishamai. When he said that you could be Mekayim, is he presenting Beishami? Well, Hainu Rabbi Lezer, that's exactly Rabbi Lezer's sheet. He's just duplicating Rabbi Lezer, who also presented Beishami as being the Mekilim and allowing them to hold on to their wives. Ike Beis Hillel, is he following Beis Hillel's sheet? And he's presenting Beis Hillel's sheet as though they're saying Yekaimu, they're being Mekel. Well, guess what? Hainu Abishol, it's exactly Abishol's presentation as well. So why the repetition? He meant like this, Le'nechel ku Beishamai Beisil, but ever there, actually there was never a machlokes, all agree, you can be Mekayim. Hoi, so achas men v'chul. Mission continues. This whole concern with two sisters is only if they're both active Yevamis. So each one is a sister of your Yevama, it's a problem. But if you only really have one of them, because one of them happens to be an erva on you. Nice, you have Levi, you have Yehuda, who are the potential Yavams. Rachel happens to be an erva on Levi. and mutter to Yehuda. Leah has no issues with any of the brothers. Mishnah says, Levi can be miyabim Leah because he only has one potential Yavam, one active Yavam Leah, because Rachel is really not part of his equation. But the other brother can't do anything because to him, both are active Yavamis, and each one is a chayseh kukasai. Says the Gemara, what's the point of mentioning this halacha? We already learned it back in the Avchav. Hotanina chadozimna, this concept that an erva is not considered part of your picture has already been taught back on the Avchav, hachoyis, or kishi yivimta. The sister of an erva who happens to be yivimta, which literally means the wife of the erva's husband's brother. Basically means the sister-in-law. So let's say the sister of the erva is also presenting as a yivama. You can apply either chalitza or yivam because the erva does not really enter the realm of yivam. You're only presented with one act of yivama. There's no competition. So what's been taught back then, why the repetition? Tzricha, both are needed. There's a chiddush in this mishnah. The yashmin and hasam, if only from that mishnah, I would say mishum deleka lemigza mishum sheni. Realize over there we only have one brother. She's presented with two yivamis coming from two different homes. One of them is an ervatim. He only has one active yivama. Sure, go ahead and be miyabim her. It won't lead to any confusion. There's nobody else there that can follow his lead and perhaps make a mistake. He's the only brother there. Nobody else will do anything wrong. Will marry a chosik or kosei on account of what he does. V'lohach, but an av mishnah. You have two brothers. So Levi will be miyabim the one yevama that presents herself to him. Rachel is his erva. She's off. He marries Leah. Perhaps Yehuda, the other brother, will emulate his older brother. He'll say, oh, let me follow suit. And be miyabim one of these women. He won't realize that to him, both yevamers are active yevamers, because he has no ervas among them. So they're both yevamers, in which case he can't do a yivam to either, because each one is a chayse kukasai. So in this case, it might lead to confusion. He's concerned about the other brother following his brother's lead, and be miyabim, which of course is asur emulei. Perhaps he shouldn't allow even the first brother to do anything, and the chiddush is not concerned. If only from this mishnah, I would say, of course, it's okay. Mishum de'ika sheni de'kamuchach. Since you have another brother here, who will not be doing anything, who will not be doing yibum to either sister, because he knows they're each one considered achoyse kukas of the other. So now it's clear and evident that achoyse kukas asur, which allows us the luxury of allowing Levi, the first brother, to be miyabim one of these yivamis who's the non-erva to him. Because you have another brother here who's refraining, and that's a strong indicator. That drives home the point that achayisik ukasa is asr. Aval hasam, but in that mishnah, the leka, sheni, there's no other brother. It's just one fellow being faced by two yivamis, one of them being his erva. Hey, Maloy, perhaps you shouldn't allow him to marry the non-erva because it might lead to confusion. It might generate an impression that one can marry a chosik ukosai. Not everybody will realize what's happening. They'll think, oh, he's marrying a chosik ukosai. Tzricha, the chiddush is, we're not concerned, we allow it. It's a mitzvah, says the Mishnah. Let's say one of the two sisters are not a full-fledged erva, just asar mid rabbanon, or asar because of a lav. In which case, min ha-Torah, she's still considered a yevama, who requires chalitza. In this case, it's as though you have two yivamis. So although you're prevented from actually being miyabim one of them, but technically speaking, you have Rachel and Leah, who are both active yivamis. Each one is considered achayis, kukasein, or asr. Hanan and Tanina, we already learned this back in Avchav as well. Isser mitzvah, isser kedusha. These types of cases, they're considered neifei liyivam, they're considered active yivamis. Chaylat says, let me say abem, you do chalitza, even though you don't do yivam, but you do chalitza. So the concept has already been learned there. And says the Gemara, ha, some Isser mitzvah l'chuda. Over there it's just one yivama who has an Isser mitzvah. Okay, so you do chalitza. Hacha, Isur Mitzvah V'Achoyse. Here you're speaking that Rachel is an Isur Mitzvah to me, and she has another sister. Perhaps here it's different. Sal Kedai Techamina. Perhaps we would say, we would have a Hava Amina. Leikum Isur Mitzvah B'Mokim Isur Erva. Let's consider Rachel, who is an Isur Mitzvah to me, as though, let's treat her as though she's an Isur Erva, in which case she's off the map, she's not part of the Yibum equation, but this Yabim, this would allow Leah to go for Yibum because she's the sole Yivama, uncompromised and not interfered with by Rachel. Perhaps that would be the Hava Amina. Kamashmo and the Chiddush is no. Fact of the matter is, even though you can't be Yabim Rachel, but she is an active Yivama. So you have two sisters and you can't do Yibum. Asks the Gemara, this Yabim, how can you suggest Yibum in this case? Given the Medeiraisa Rami Kameh, since Menatoya Rachel is presenting herself to Levi, so you have two Yivamais here, Kapoga Bachais, you could cause. You can't allow Yibum to either her sister. It's a Chais, you could cause. What's the Hava Amina to allow it? Sakadet de Chamina, perhaps I would say Mishum Mitzvah to enable Mitzvah to Yibum, of the Rabbanon, well, lenient, they decided to treat Rachel as an inactive Yivam. Look, bottom line is we're speaking about Isur Durabonon. Achoyse Kuka is Midurabonon. It appears like the sister of your wife. So perhaps we can sidestep that Isur by treating the Yivama, the Isur Mitzvah, Rachel, as though she's an Erva. Because look, practically, it makes sense because practically speaking, she's not going to get Yivam. So perhaps the other Yivama is considered a standalone Yivama, and you can do Yivam to her. Kamashwan, the Chiddush is no. Fact is, we have two Yivamis here who are technically Aymeli Yivam, Minatera. Each one is a Chesu Gekosei, neither can have Yivam. Hoy, so Achas Mehen, Mishnah continues. So you have Rachel, you have Leah, and you have two brothers here, Levi and Yehuda. Rachel is an Erva to Levi and not to Yehuda. Leah is an Erva to Yehuda, not to Levi, says the Mishnah. They cross over. Levi will be Miyabim, his non-Erva, and Yehuda, his non-Erva, because, in effect, each one only has one Yavama presenting herself to him. Hasulamli, why this repetition? Hanuach, isn't this pretty much a duplicate of the halacha that we had earlier? We went through this halacha already. Says, and what is the difference? What's the difference? Hanuach, isn't this a duplicate? Mali lachad. What difference does it make whether we're speaking about a Yavama who's an Erva to one brother and the other brother is unaffected by any Erva situation? Mali Latrei, whether it's two brothers, each one being affected by the Erva, as we explained, one brother has an issue with one Isha and the other brother with the other. What's the difference? The concept, the principle is all the same. That when one Yavama is an Erva to you, you don't have to reckon with her. You only have really one Yavama outstanding, and it's Motali Yivam because there's no competition. So this halacha has already been taught earlier in the Mishnah. Tzricha, both renditions of the halacha are needed. Each one has a chiddush. Di Yashmin and Hasim, if only from the first case, I would say it's Mutter. Why? Mishum de'ika sheine de'muchach. Because you have the other brother who is prevented from doing any Yibum whatsoever. So that drives home the point that Achai Zekuka is Asim. So when Rachel is an Erva to Levi, and Leah is not, Levi can be Miyavim Leah, his soul Yivama. He doesn't have Rachel, because she's an Erva to him. She's not part of the equation. We allow it because, you know what, Yehuda is going to be left stranded. He's not going to do anything to anybody because to him both are sisters, legitimate Yivamis, Achaisakuka. So it's clear, it drives home the point that Achaisakuka is Asr. The Ika Shane the Muchach, you have another brother there. Who proves the point? Aval Hach, but in our case, where they cross over. Rachel is an Erva to one brother, not to the other. Leah is an Erva to one brother, not to the other. And each brother is going to address his Yivam. At the end of the day, both women will be addressed, will be looked after. The Leka Shane the Kamucha, there's no second brother there left stranded. Emelay, perhaps we shouldn't proceed this way because it might lead to the impression that Achoy Sekuka is mutter. People won't realize the background. They won't necessarily delve into the details and they'll say, well, look, each brother took a Yivama, you'll have to marry Achoy Sekuka. So perhaps that presents a concern And the chiddush is no. V'yashmin and hocha, if only from this case, I would say adirab, just the opposite. This is even better than the first case. Tarvayu muchichi hadadi. The fact that Levi can only marry Rachel and not Leah, and Yehuda can only marry Leah and not Rachel, it's pretty clear that that is a concern here. And the only reason why they're allowed to do this is because of the Arab situation, which discounts one sister and leaves the other one standing and allows her liyibum. Aval idach loy. But in the first case, you don't have this equation, because it's really just Rachel being an erva to Levi. So he goes over and he marries Leah. And then Yehuda is left stranded. He doesn't really take part in this equation. It's not like they cross over, I marry this one, you marry only this one, which makes it clear and obvious that there's something going on here. In that case, we don't have this arrangement. So perhaps there's room for concern that people might misinterpret what happened. Hey, what's Levi doing in marrying one of these Yevamos? Oh, you can marry a Chosek and Chosek. Tzricha, that's why we had to present it in that case as well, to show us that there's no concern. The principle holds true regardless of whether it's one brother or two brothers. The mission concludes with a phrase. Zoyi Sha'amru. This is the example of the halacha. Achoiso kishi yivimta echoletzes amisya bemes. If you have an erva who is presenting herself liyibam, and another yivama nearby who happens to be your sister, that's okay. Be miyabim the sister, because the erva is not part of the equation. What is zohi? This is zohi limutei mai. What do we come to exclude a similar situation where we won't apply this concept? Mai limutei mai. Says the more limutei iser mitzvah lazev iser mitzvah lazem. We are being mai the case where Rachel is aser iser mitzvah to one of the brothers and muta to the other, and Leah likewise is aser mitzvah to one of the brothers and muta to the other. Here we don't say that Levi will be miyabim the yivama who is not aser to him, because the iser mitzvah is not part of his equation, and therefore the other yivama is not considered a sister of yivama. And likewise, Yehuda can do the same. We don't apply that concept here. Only by a true erva, who's really not presenting liyibum, but iser mitzvah technically is an act of yivama, in which case, technically speaking, each brother has two yivamas presenting themselves to him, and the two sisters, achoisu v'kasa. Is that the point of the Mishnah? Also, lamali, what's the point of repeating this? Hainuach, haven't we already discussed this a couple of minutes ago, that iser mitzvah is considered an act of yivama? Mali l'chad, mali l'trei, what difference does it make whether it's an iser mitzvah to one, or we have two separate Isur mitzvah, one to each brother? What's the difference? It's based on the same concept. So why the repetition? Says the Gemara, there is a chiddush. Mao de tema, perhaps I would say. Let's backtrack for a second. Maybe we can say like this. Just like a Yevama who's an Erva is not reckoned with, Isur mitzvah as well is not reckoned with. Fact is, she can't have evil. She's not part of the equation. And her sister's free to be misyabim. She's unaffected because the iser mitzvah is not part of the equation. But we're not going to apply that all over. We're going to be careful and selective in our applying this halacha. We're going to avoid all kinds of gzeris. Kilo yamrinan, when don't we say that ukim iser mitzvah, mokim iser erva, that we treat an iser mitzvah like an iser erva, and she's considered an inactive yivama? She's not part of the equation. When do we say that? Hecha deikel lemigzar. Sorry, when don't we say that? When don't we consider an Issa Mitzvah like Issa Erva? Technically we should, but when don't we? When there's a special concern. Hecha de'ikale migzar. Mishum sheni. When there's a concern about the other brother following suit, following the example of the first brother. So again, we have Reuben and Shimon, who left behind Rachel and Leah, happen to be sisters. Now we have Levi and Yehuda, surviving brothers. Rachel is an Isser Mitzvah, not Isser Erva, Isser Mitzvah to Levi. Can Levi be Miyabim Leah? Perhaps, yeah. Because Rachel is not active. She's not Yibum enabled. So technically we should say, Rachel is off the map, and Leah is the only Yavama presenting to Levi, which makes it legitimate, which makes it mutali Yavam. We don't say that because if Levi does that, then Yehuda will just follow suit and marry the other one. Of course, to him, there's no heter because they're both Yavamais and sisters. But in our case, in the Sefer, when we have a duplicate situation, Rachel is Isser Mitzvah to Levi, and Leah is Isser Mitzvah to Yehuda. So here, Levi will only marry Leah, and Yehuda will only marry Rachel. So here there's no concern that Yehuda will go ahead and marry Achosek Ukas. No, only marry the other one. Ema, perhaps in this case, it's okay. Lahayo Kimna to Levi will consider Rachel as an erva. Isser mitzvah, b'moki mitzvah erva, will consider the Yivam who's asr to him because of mitzvah as though she's an erva, and let her be miyabim the other sister. Lahayo Kimna isser mitzvah, b'moki mitzvah erva, and the same thing to Yehuda. Will consider Leah to him as an isser erva, v'liyabim, and allow them both to be miyabim the other isha. Kamashmon chiddushes, we don't say that, and the point is because, bottom line is, we don't treat an isser mitzvah like an isser erva, because technically she's nefel yibam. Each brother is being presented by two Yavamis. Each one's a chayes gukasa. It's asra. Omer vidom arav. Remember, we had this back on the test, almost word for word. Omer vidom arav v'chein tani rabchia. We have a brayse like this. Bekulan ani kira behen. With respect to all the arayis back on the first mission of Beis, all the 15 names. Bitei bas bitei chamayse. You can apply the concept, the phrase, at the very end of our mission. Which basically means, if there are two Yavamis hailing from two different households, Yavamis Achayos, it so happens that Rachel was an erva to me and not an erva to the other brother. Leah was an erva to the other brother and not to me. So basically, each one of the Yavamis are standing without competition with respect to each brother here. No concern with Achayis Kuka. You can do Chalitza or Yibam. This can apply to any Erva. You can have Bitay, she's my daughter, not yours. You can have Chamaisa. It repeats itself throughout all 15 cases. For Rabbi Yehuda, he disagrees. Metargim, he applies it only Mechamaisa Vela from mother-in-law onward. Avoshita Babi Dereshalei, but not pertaining to the first six examples of Arayas, daughter and granddaughter, all that, which are pretty much packaged together as one type of Erva. You know why? My time, Kivan the Bitay, because the manifestation by Bitay will only work, but Insenhud Mishkachas left. The child was born through a forced relationship. Benesuin la Mishkachas left won't work out if she was born with a conventional Nesuin. Explain in a second. And therefore, the only way to apply it would be based on Einstein. That's not typical. B'nesu'in kamayri, we speak about typical conventional cases through marriage. B'einstein le kamayri, not through Einstein. Therefore, let's assume that the phrase would not apply to the cases of Bitoy. That's not what we had in mind. In any case, what he's saying is like this. You have Reuben and Shimon. Reuben and Shimon, who are the brothers here, the ones who want to do Yibam. They are represented by Rachel and Leah, two sisters who are Yivamis. Now, Rachel is a erva to Reuben, she's Bitay, and Leah is an erva to Shimon, she's Bitay. And then they both went ahead and married Levi and Yehuda. Levi Yehuda passed away. Levi leaving behind Rachel. Yehuda leaving behind Leah. So the Mishnah would tell us, look, Rachel is an erva to Reuben, but not to Shimon. Leah is an erva to Shimon, not to Reuben. So Reuben could be miyabim Leah, and Shimon could be miyabim Rachel. Now this only works by Einus. The Yavamis here are sisters. They're coming from the same mother. If the mother, let's call her Sarah, married Reuben, and they had Rachel, it's impossible for Shimon to marry the same Isha. He can't marry Reuven's divorcee. His Grusha is Asher to Shimon. So it's impossible to end up with a situation that both Reuven and Shimon had daughters from the same Isha. The only way is by Einus. So I had a forced relationship with Reuven. They produced Rachel. And then Shimon picked up, took Sarah Bainis, or maybe he married her, and had Leah. And then Rachel married Levi and Yehuda, passed away. And now, Rachel is Asur to Reuven and Mutter to Shimon, and Levi is Mutter to Reuven and Asur to Shimon. So you see, it only works Bainis. And that's why he assumed that this concept of Bekulan and Ikurim doesn't apply to the first part of the Mishnah, because Bekulan and Ikurim is Mashma, it's a concept, it's a conventional thing, and it wouldn't work over here. So he says, you know, it can apply even to Bita, because the fact is, you can work it out. Since you can work it out, it's irrelevant. The circumstance doesn't bother us. If you can work it out, fine, let it be bainus. If you choose benesuim tav, it can work out benesuim, meaning some cases in the Mishnah can work out benesuim, and some cases like Bita, etc., only works out bainusin, but it's still a fair statement. But that doesn't work. The Erev of Eshesach Shlevei Lamai, which basically means that Reuben had a wife, he passed on, then Shimon was born. So Rachel, Reuben's wife, is considered Eshesach, his brother's wife, Shlevei Lamai, who he didn't live together with Reuben at the same time. That's an Erev. He can't be Miyab and that Isha. But Abai tells us that this phrase, this concept that you can have the two Yevamis, sisters, one being an heir to one brother, one sister being heir to the other, that wouldn't work in this type of erva. Why? Kivan da aliba de Reb Shimon ul Meshkachasla. It only works out according to Shitas Reb Shimon. Aliba de Rabbana and the Meshkachasla. But not according to the Rabbana. I'll explain in a second. Let's assume that Reb Chiya, the Braisa, and the Kulan and the Karban, this whole formula was trying to avoid Machlekes. If the only way to work it out is through Machlekes, he didn't want to get involved in Machlekes. Let's assume he wasn't referring to that Erev. Let's just finish this part of the Gemara. We'll go back and explain it. Rav Safra Metarag, Rav Safra says, no. Af Eishas Ochev Shlohei Beilamai. Reb Chiya's formula can apply even to this erva, and it could be worked out b'shita achi with six brothers. Leave the Reb Shimon according to Reb Shimon, meaning let it be Reb Shimon, not the Rabbon. That's okay, even if it's based on machlekes. Let's assume he was referring to that too. Oh. Now, how is this going to work? How in the world are we going to have two Yevamis who are sisters? One of them is Eishes Achav Shloimei to me and not to you, and the other one is Eishes Achav Shloimei to you and not to me. According to Reb Shimon, it works out. Let's just refresh ourselves. Regarding the Machlekes, Reb Shimon and the Rabbana, we had back on Daf Yedzayin, I think. According to Rabbana, if this Isha was married to a brother who you never saw, she's also two forever. According to Reb Shimon, it's not so. If you arrived after that Yevama was taken over by another brother, then you can ignore the fact that she was previously married to a brother who you never experienced. Totally ignore that past history, and now when this brother who is currently married to her passes away, you can marry her. That's in a nutshell the machlekes. So according to Reb Shimon, this can be worked out. Also to me, muta to you, and the other one is also to you, muta to me. How is that? V'simanach, follow the following formula. Meis noilad v'yibim. Meis noilad v'yibim. What does this mean? Interestingly enough, the Gemara itself will explain to us, down to the minutest detail, with names. Very unusual. So, the point is, we're starting with six brothers, and there were six parts to the story. Six events. So we start with Reuven v'Shimon, two brothers. Nesun shtei achayos, who happened to be married to two sisters. Let's call them, Rachel and Leah. Reuven is married to Rachel, Shimon to Leah. At the same time, you have another two brothers, Levi and Yehuda, Nesu and Shtei Nachriyos, are married to two non-sisters, two strangers. So you have four brothers alive at the same time, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Now what happened? So let's follow the numbers, which denote the sequence of events. So number one, what happened? Meis, Reuven passes on. At that point, number two, Noilad Yisachar, Yisachar, the newcomer. Newcomer to the family. He's born. At this point, let's keep in mind, at this point, he becomes Asur on Rachel because he encountered Rachel as she was in a Yivama state from a brother who he never experienced. So at this point, we know Yisachar can never marry Rachel. So who picked her up? Ve'ivam Levi. So number three, Levi, was Me'yavim Rachel. That's fine, because Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda were all around at the same time. So Levi can be Me'yavim Rachel. So now she's his new wife. He, by the way, had another wife as well. Okay, let's leave her unnamed. But he has another wife there, his own wife. He adds Rachel to the scene. Number four, what happened? Meis Shimon. Shimon, the second brother, passes on, leaving behind Leah as a Yevama. Now at this point, Yisachar, just keep in mind, Yisachar is allowed to marry Leah because Yisachar and Shimon saw each other, right? So Yisachar is allowed to marry Leah. But what happened? Noilad Zvulun, yet another brother arrived. Zvulun, number five, he arrives. So Zvulun never saw Shimon, so he's Asur with Leah. Okay, that's clear. He's Asur with Leah. Who is Miyabim? Leah? Yehuda. Viyabim Yehuda. And of course, he had his own wife as well. So right now, Levi picked up Rachel, who is Asur to Yisachar, and Yehuda picked up Leah, who's Asur to Zvulun. Meisu Levi v'Yehuda b'lei banim. Then Levi and Yehuda passed on without children. V'naflalu kam Yisachar Zvulun, their own wives. Their own wives and the Yevamas that they picked up all are now presenting to Yisachar and Zvulun. Very clear equation. We know that Yisachar is Asur and Rachel and his mutter and Leah. And Zvulun is just the opposite. He's Asur and Leah, mutter and Rachel. Why? I'll just stop for a second and explain. Why? Because according to Rabbi Shimon, now let's remember, Dafka according to Rabbi Shimon, if by the time the new brother arrives, the Yevama was already married and picked up by somebody else, by the other brother, the newcomer can treat her like a regular Yevama because he saw. He experiences this husband. And he can ignore the fact that she was previously married to a husband who he never saw. This is Dafka, the Shitas Rab Shimon. According to Rabbanon, it doesn't work like that. You have to go back in history. She carries baggage. If Rachel was once married to Reuven, whom, let's say, Zvulun never saw, he came way later. It doesn't matter when Zvulun arrives. Even if Rachel at this point is already married to Levi, and then Zvulun arrives, Zvulun can never marry Rachel, because Rachel was once married to a brother whom he never saw. But according to Reb Shimon, it's all a matter of circumstance, a matter of timing. So in this case, when Reuven died and then Yisachar showed up before Rachel went into Levi's household, Yisachar can never marry Rachel because he saw her. He encountered her as Reuven Zivama, who he never saw. So she's Esh Zachar Shle Bay Lami. So Zachar's Asa Barachel. But he's Mutter Baleah because when he showed up, when he arrived, when he was born, Leah was married to Shimon, who he saw, who he experienced. So Zachar's Asa Barachel, but Mutter Baleah. Zvulun is just the opposite. What happened was, Shimon passed away, and then Zvulun was born, so Zvulun never saw Shimon. So Leah's off-limits to Zvulun, but he can marry Rachel, because when he showed up, Rachel was already married for the second time. She was married to Levi. He can ignore the fact that she was once married to Reuven. As far as I'm concerned, she's Levi's wife. So when Levi passes on, I'm Mutter and Rachel. So says Zvulun. So here you go. Rachel and Leah, two sisters. Hasrul is there. Mutter is there. Rachel, who's Asr to Yisachar, is Mutter to Zvulun. Vasru Lazeh, and likewise, Leah, who's Asr to Zvulun, Mutter Lazeh, is Mutter to Rachel. Vachay Sishi Yivimta, and you have the sister of the Arab, who happens to be the Yivama. Happens to be her Yivama, her sister-in-law. So here you go. we found a case where, at least according to Rabbi Shimon, we can apply this concept. Asks the Gemara, I have one question. Lama le'yibam Yehuda? Why get Yehuda involved? Belo yibam Yehuda nami mishkachla. We'll have the same result without Yehuda being miyabim. Stop at number 5. Everything until Yehuda. Why did Yehuda have to be miyabim? So Reuben was mace. Yisachar was born. Levi was miyabim. So now Yisachar is also barachal. Shimon died. Zvulun was born. Zvulun can't marry Leah because he came along right after Shimon passed on. And stop right there. So Zvulun is Asher b'Leah and Mutar b'Rachel because by the time he came, Rachel was already involved and already married to Levi. Yisachar is Asher b'Rachel because he came after Reuben's passing. So him, she's a Isha Zachar Shlevei Lamei. But he's Mutar b'Leah because when he was born, Leah was still married to his brother Shimon, who he saw. So stop right there. What do you need Yehuda involved? You're right, you don't need it. But Mishum Tzara, we're trying to stretch the case to show how the Isser affects its Tzara's as well. As we explained, Levi and Yehuda both had their own wives. So not only is Rachel Asa to Yisachar, but it affects its Tzara of Rachel, Levi's own personal wife. And same thing with Leah being Asa to Zvulun, it affects also the Tzara, the companion wife, whom Yehuda already had beforehand. So we're trying to highlight that halacha as well. That explains how you affect that tzara. But tzara, the tzara make a lemema. Mishnah back on our face tells us that all these halachas affect tzaras and tzaras, tzaras and tzaras. How does that pan out in this case? Very simple. Let's bring another two brothers onto the scene. Instead of just 6 brothers, we have 7 and 8. God v'asher. So everything until number 6, as we explained, Levi Yehuda passed away. Instead of Yisachar and Zvulun getting involved at this point, no, they didn't step in. God and Asher stepped in. Now, God and Asher had their own, pre-existing wives, their own personal wives. So let's say God was miyabim. When Levi passed on, he was miyabim, not Rachel, but the tzara of Rachel. You don't have to be miyabim one yivama in a household. He was miyabim tzara of Rachel, who of course is affected by Rachel and has the same din as Rachel. He was miyabim the tzara of Rachel, and then Asher was miyabim the tzara of Leah, the first wife of Yehuda. Right, so Levi Yehuda passed on, and God v'Asher took over their yivamis. God took over the wife number one of Levi instead of Rachel. He took the other one, and Asher took the other wife of Yehuda. Let's call her the tzara of Leah. And God v'Asher passed away now. So the chiddush here is that Rachel's Isser extends all the way and affects Rachel's tzara and the wife that God has as well, because God was miyabin the tzara of Rachel. So just like Rachel's Asr to Yisachar, the tzara of Rachel's Asr to Yisachar, now God's own wife is Asr to Yisachar as well. That's a tzara's tzara. So when God passes away, Yisachar can't marry God's own wife either, because she's tainted by the tzara of Rachel, which was Asr to Yisachar, because Rachel was Asr to Yisachar. And same thing with Asher, who is miyabim the Yavama of Yehuda, the tzara of Leah. So now when he passes on, his own personal wife gets affected as well. So just like Zvulun can't marry Leah, he can't marry the tzara of Leah, and he can't marry Asher's own personal wife, because Asher took Leah's tzara into his family, so the whole family is affected. So that's the way we can have the issa to the tzara as well. Continues the Mishnah. Shloisha Achan, you have 3 brothers. Shnayim, Mehen, Shtsuyin, Shteachayes. So Reuven and Shimon are married to 2 sisters, Rachel and Leah, Oyesha Bita, or mother and daughter, Oyesha Bas Bita, Oyesha Bas Pana, or you have Reuven married to a grandmother and Shimon to the granddaughter. Hareilu Chotzis L'misiyab Mois, very similar to the case we had until now. So when both husbands passed away, the Yavamis coming from both homes are only Roy for Chalitza, because just like one can't marry the sister of the Yavama presenting to him, it's not just a matter of sisters, any relatives, because we treat her like your wife. You can't marry any relative of your wives. So whether it's 2 sisters, or mother and daughter, mother granddaughter, you can't approach either one. Rather, you do chalitza. But Rav Shimon Poiter, he exempts completely. No yibum or chalitza. The Gemara will explain. But let's say they're not both presenting. Li yibum. Hoysa achas mehen asura olav iser erva. One of the Yevamais is Asa to an Erva, so she's not part of the equation. You only have one Yevama presenting, then Asa Ba, Mutma Chayse. You can't have her, but you can have the sister. Let's say it's only Isser Mitzvah, Isser Kedusha, in which case, technically, she's still a Yevama. So you have two relatives here, presenting Leivam. You can't be Miyavam either one, rather you do Chalitza. Tanya will enter the brides of Shimon Poyte Bishtein, Minna Chalitza Minna Yibam. Shimon says both relatives are Pata completely, based on a Pasuk. Shinemon. Ve'ish Allah Chayis Alisika Chalitza. And we learn, B'shah Shanasu Tzorei Sulazu. You have two sisters who are Tzorei's companions in the Yibam circumstance. They're both presenting Yibam at the same time. They're both off limits. Don't approach either one. They're both exempt completely from Yibam and Chalitza. Mishnah says, Hoysachas men, if one was an Isser Erva, then you don't have to reckon with her. You only have one Yivama, Bimiyabim. Hosulamali, what's the point of mentioning this halacha? Haini Ohach, we already discussed it a couple of times in the previous Mishnah. It's a chiddush according to Rab Shimon. Perhaps I would think. Shimon says, you have two sisters presenting simultaneously. They're both off limits. Therefore, perhaps even in this case, we have two sisters and one is an erev on you, so she's not really part of the equation. We should not allow Yibam. Ligzor Mishum Beis Achayis Da Alma. I should be concerned that perhaps it's going to be confused. It's going to lead a person to do the same when you have two regular, conventional, active Yevamis. You go do Bimiyabim one. So in the case of the Rabbonon, according to them, there's no pasuk that disallows Yevam in this case. It's just Midrabbonon, don't marry a sister of Yevam Achaisakuk. So the concern isn't so great, but according to Rab Shimon, it's a deraisa. So perhaps I should not allow it even in this case. Kamashmon, the Chiddush is not concerned. But if it's Isser Mitzvah, if you have Rochel and Leah who happen to be sisters, and one of them is Asr Yibam because of a mitzvah, Shnieis Midivari Seferim or Alav, in this case, technically both are active Yevamites. So you have two Yevamites presenting. Mishnah says you do Chalitza. Why Chalitza? Because they're Pshimen, they're both exempt. Did Rav Shimon just tell us, Shtei Achayis, if you have two sisters presenting Yibam, Lo Yicholtzes, Lo Misyamim, there's nothing going on. The Torah doesn't allow it. You're right. Technically, you don't need it. Torah exempts them from anything. Gzeirah mishum isur mitzvah da'am. We're concerned that if you go ahead and say you're scot-free, you don't need anything, people might misunderstand and misconstrue what's going on. They won't necessarily know why. Not everybody is a baki, nechas yevam is, and knows that, you know, when two sisters present, they're both mutter because of Rav Shimon's pasuk of Litzra. They'll think that the reason why there's no chalitza here, that's because she's it's a mitzvah, and a mitzvah doesn't get chalitza. That's why we require yibam. That's why we require chalitza. Hatenach'i, that explains why you're doing chalitza to the isha who's iser mitzvah. Lest people confuse and think, well, iser mitzvah is like an iser erva, never needs chalitza. That's why we would do chalitza in this case. Even though in this case she doesn't really need, because there are two sisters competing, and when we have that case, they're both potter. But we do chalitza to avoid any confusion. Achoisa meikel amema. What about the sister here? Rachel is an iser mitzvah on you, so we do chalitza so that people will realize that iser mitzvah needs chalitza. But Leah, she's a sister of Rachel. Now, if Rachel technically is an active yivama, as we explained, because iser mitzvah doesn't deactivate the yivama, so Rachel is a yivama and Leah is a sister of yivama. Achoisa kuka. She doesn't need anything. According to Rav Shimon, why should she need anything? So the Gemara, Gzeira Achaisa Mishum Lasa Dida. We have a concern by the sister on account of the first one, meaning if we're not going to do Chalitza to Leah, we're not going to do Rachel, and that can lead to confusion. They're going to think Isser Mitzvah doesn't need Chalitza. So it's all the Rabbonot. One more Kasha. V'hagabi Erva Legazrina. So why is it when we have a real Erva, a mother in law, a daughter presenting, we don't do Chalitza? Everybody knows the Halacha and the Mishnah. Rachel is an erva to you. Skip Rachel and just marry Leah. We don't do chalitza to to the erva, in order to avoid confusion, and we don't have a concern that if we don't do anything to Rachel, we're not going to do anything to Leah. No, everybody knows that Rachel's an erva, and she's off limits, and Leah gets chalitza or yibam. Why don't we make a gzera there? Let us require chalitza to the erva, lest people skip chalitza by the non-erv. Shani erva, erva is different. The migmar, gemiri la inch, everybody understands. The color isla, it's town news. Has a coil. Everybody, it's the hot news of the day. Everybody understands what happened here. Oh, this is the erva that was nefel liyibam. And by not doing chalitza to the erva, it's not going to create any confusion. They'll realize that the sister of the erva is the only act of yivama in town, and of course they'll do chalitza and yibum or whatever. They'll take care of it properly. There's no concern of confusion there, as opposed to when it's just iser mitzvah, iser kedusha. That's not so clear and evident to all. Not everybody is a big an expert in these halachas. Therefore, we're concerned about confusion. Therefore, we say, look, you have Rachel and Leah. Rachel is an iser mitzvah. We will apply chalitza to Rachel and to Leah. And the reason is because if we don't apply chalitza to Rachel, even though they don't need chalitza, as we explained, because according to Reb Shimon, you have two relatives presenting, they're both exempted. We do chalitza to Rachel, the Issa mitzvah, so that people shouldn't think that generally Issa mitzvah is exempt from chalitza. And likewise, we do chalitza to Leah, because otherwise they might skip chalitza to Rachel as well. So we apply chalitza to both cases to cover all possibilities and all concerns. Okay, let's do a real brief chazar of today's daf. So you have two brothers married to two sisters, mother and daughter, whatever it is, and they both pass away. And we have two yivamas presenting, two yivamas who happen to be sisters or relatives of any sort. Mother-daughter, mother-granddaughter. What's the halach? Reb Shimon says, I have a pasuk, but they're both patur completely. Rabbanan don't hold that pasuk, but they hold that you can't do yibum. One concern is because of zika. Each one is a relative of your zikuka, which is treated like almost like your wife. So the Rabbanan, we don't allow yibum to the relative of your zikuka. That's only if they're both presenting. They're both active and yibum enabled, but if one of them is disabled when it comes to yibum, one of them is an erva on you, so you could ignore her. She's not part of the... You don't reckon with her. And you have the other yivama. But let's say she's active, but withheld from yivama. There's a concern of mitzvah, kedusha. In that case, technically, you have still two yivama standing before you, in which case, that first halacha applies. Then we went to a discussion about crossing over. You have two brothers and two yivamas, and one is asa to me and not to you, and the other one is asa to you and not to me. In this case, as we explained, you can ignore the erva, just go for the other one. And as we concluded, technically speaking, we can find a way to apply this concept to all yivamis, to all ervas mentioned back in the Afbeis Amar Aleph. All the best to you, and much hatzlacha.